Welcome to the Morning Exchange on Voice Corps. My name is Annette Lutz, and I'm with the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio, and I'm so excited that all of you are able to join us this morning. Oh, it's almost like winter came back. We had such a tease with the weather here in Columbus, and it was 70s, and people were out there with no jackets, and it was just wonderful, and now it's cold again. But I know that won't last long. I know spring is just around the corner. I think Friday is the first day of spring. So, and baseball opening day, which for me is a holiday, is next week. So it'll all be great. And by the time we talk again in mid-April, I know that all this winter stuff will be just massively behind us. I have just a couple quick updates today. Always busy in the National Federation of the Blind, but I have several ladies who are going to be on the show with us today to talk about all of our wonderful divisions, and we'll tell you a little bit more about those in just a minute. But just for quick updates, we are in full preparation for national convention mode. This is our premier event. I talk about it on almost every show. It is coming up. It'll be here before we know it, July 3rd through the 8th in Austin, Texas. And I hope all of you can join us. In person would be fabulous. But even if you can't join us in person, there is a lot you can do virtually. Listening over Zoom, over your Alexa devices.
Thank you.
And in order to do that, you can register, whether you're going to be there in person or virtual. Please register and get all the information on convention at our national website, nfb.org/convention. And sooner or later, when the agenda comes out, probably sometime in June, that'll be on there. And all the information you need to know in the meantime will be on there. Like I said, love it if you could join us in person. National convention is something like you've never experienced before. Topics on everything you can ever imagine to do with blindness. But if you can't, and I realize there is a lot of folks who that's a challenge to get out of town for several days like that, then come to our virtual experience feel free to experience that how you can. I've had to do that many times when I couldn't get away, and you do get to feel like you're there in a lot of ways. We're also planning for our state convention. That'll be in November. So this is just kind of a state save the date. November 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th in Dayton, Ohio. It's going to be this year. So looking forward to planning for that, and there'll be a lot more information coming out on that as well. Well, we have a lot of things to talk about today, so I'm not going to spend too much more time on updates. We have several months in front of us to do that, but we have in Ohio, we've talked before about our chapters and divisions. Well, we invite any of you to join any of our chapters to come and experience, to visit. We have chapters all throughout the state, and those are geographic. We do have one here in Columbus, Dayton, Springfield, Cincinnati. We have a couple in Cleveland. We have one in Akron, one in Lorain County, and we also have an at-large chapter for those who can't make it, whether they're geographically located where we don't have chapter meetings or they just can't make it to the chapter meetings. We have an at-large chapter that meets virtually every month as well. So those are based on geography. Well, then we are blessed here in Ohio to have several divisions. And divisions are based on a common interest, whether it be some stage in life, such as our seniors, something that you enjoy doing, like serving the community, We have one that is the Communities of Faith, where that it just like it sounds, is a faith-based. We have one in Ohio for diabetes, and we have one for guide dogs. And I am fortunate to be joined by all five division presidents this morning to talk about their divisions, what they're doing, and how you can be a participant in everything they're up to. So welcome, ladies. I'm so glad all of you can join me.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm going to go one by one and introduce them and give them a chance to tell them a little about yourself and about your division. So we will start, I'll just do it based on who came on the phone first. So Dr. Carolyn Peters is a board member of the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio, is also our Miami Valley chapter president, and is the president of our Community of Faith division. Dr. Peters, tell us a little bit about Communities of Faith.
Oh, thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Carolyn Peters, and I am the president of the Ohio Communities of Faith division. It is a group that meets monthly. We are non-denominational, and we are there to support and encourage one another across all faiths. And what we try to do on a monthly basis is to help one another navigate throughout our congregations, our assemblies, our churches, utilizing our canes, our note takers, our iPhones with voiceover, different ways of how we can communicate throughout our individual services. And hopefully that using our equipment, that we can be more active within our congregation, church, or assembly. And that is one of the things that we try to do is try to navigate that journey and then have an opportunity to learn about each other's faith and be respectful and kind about the journey that each of us are taking. We're all at an intersection today with our spirituality. And it's wonderful to have that space, that safe space there where we can sort out things and we can share with the leadership in our churches. And then we can, you know, learn the floor mats of our churches, you know, going into a church, knowing if you go up the stairs to the sanctuary or downstairs to the fellowship hall, just how to navigate throughout those buildings, you know, be it a flat building that you're going into or an assembly where you remove your shoes and how do you find your shoes when you come back? Things like that are really important. And where do you sit within the congregation? You know, how do you adapt or help your guide dog adapt to that situation? You know, when is it appropriate to use your audio devices or your note takers or even, you know, we have small computers now. So we can use a lot of different types of equipment that we use as well as Braille. As we, you know, sing in the church, you know, we read our hymnals, read our bulletins, however we manage to do that. That's what we're there for, to support one another and talk through those things and mentor one another to make sure that we do have a sense of belonging. So those are some of the things that we do, and we meet monthly. The second Tuesday, fourth Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. on our Ohio Zoom platform, and all are invited. We have guest speakers once a month, and it's always great. This coming month, next week, as a matter of fact, we will have Ali bin Mazara from Cleveland chapter, and he's the Muslim faith. So we learn a lot about his religion, and he's going to talk about Ramadan And then in the month of May, I believe Christopher Sabin of talk about things that are going on in the Catholic faith. So we kind of mix it up and kind of experience each other's religion. We talk about members that are Jewish, that are Christian, Protestant, or Christian Catholic, those that are Muslim, whatever that faith base may be for that individual. We try to reach out and get an understanding of that and help them navigate that journey, and hoping that life would be much better for them as they worship in their services. So that's basically what we do as we support one another across the state. And we always have other individuals that join us across the nation as well. Right now, I think we're one of the only divisions within the National Federation of the Blind in a state affiliate.
I believe so, too. That's awesome. And the thing I really love about this division is it is so welcoming. You this division, no matter what your faith is, no one's there to try and convert you. No one's there to try and change your mind, but we're there to learn and support each other and to learn from each other. And I just find it so welcoming.
Yes, it has been a great experience for all of us. Because now we all feel that we can belong in our congregations and we can advocate for ourselves and other people as they go through that journey. You know, some churches are small, some are large, you know, whatever that may be. We've even had speakers from the state to tell us, you know, our coordinator for ADA to share with us, you know, what is the difference between church and state? So we've learned a lot so that we can understand what our God-given rights are as well.
Absolutely. Very, very wonderful division.
Thank you.
And again, meeting the fourth Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. And we'll give our Ohio Zoom information. A lot of these ladies will talk about meetings on our Ohio Zoom platform. I'll go ahead and give it now, and I'll try and give it later in the meeting. Any Zoom phone number, they have a whole list of phone numbers that you can use to get a hold of Zoom. But our room number, our ID number to get into the Ohio Zoom room is 408-185-0851. And I'll repeat that later. So if you don't have something to write down with right now, we'll make sure we get that to you later. Well, thank you, Carolyn. That was great.
Thank you.
And we have several other divisions. Next, I'm going to introduce from our Ohio Association of Guide Dog Users, Luann Bowers. Hi, Luann.
Hi there. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, we're glad you're here.
Yep. As the president of the Guide Dog Division, we meet the second Sunday of every month on Zoom. We do a lot of advocation for people with guide dogs, and we do presentations. We're doing quarterly meetings with other guide dog schools, so you can see what their programs are like and see if the guide dog life is for you. We have lots of fundraising opportunities, and we're just one big happy family. Everyone is invited to come to our meetings. We do a lot of advocating. We support everyone. We do a lot of things through our division.
It sounds like it. And dogs, everyone hears me on here talking about the National Federation of the Blind. Well, my other passion is dogs. Now, I do some stuff with rescue, and I'm a big advocate for rescue, and I don't have a guide dog. I haven't had the real need for one the way my job is. But how do people go about determining if that might be something they want to do?
Mm-hmm. That's why we decided to have the quarterly meetings for all the schools to come and explain their programs and what it's like to live and work with a dog. And some people, just not time yet.
Absolutely. And they're such smart, great animals.
Yeah.
I mean,
they are. They're wonderful.
many guide dogs. Both of my parents my father's no longer with us, but my mother are blind, and both have had guide dogs at various times when I was a child growing up. So I'm very, very familiar with guide dogs, but never had one myself. Looked into it at one point, but never pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
So
this is Mary Ann. Can I say something?
Oh, absolutely, Mary Ann.
Two things about guide dogs, Guide Dog Association. One, we don't use the Ohio Zoom room. We have our own, and I do not know the number for that. I need to memorize it.
I don't remember it either, but I was.
But I don't know it. Second, we also make 3D guide dogs. Can I say this?
As long as we're not soliciting, you can tell what you do, but we're not going to sell anything.
No, okay. That's why I put it under fundraising.
Yeah.
We just, it's a fundraising thing where we make 3D dogs.
Absolutely. They're really cute. I will say that. But we will, if someone is interested in getting the information on how to participate in the meeting for our guide dog division, we can get that number to you. Anyone knows they can contact me, 614-288-4323. If you're interested, I will get that information to you. So that if you want to learn about guide dogs, the laws here in Ohio, if you have questions about handling guide dogs, or if you're just curious and think that might be something you want to approach for yourself or one of your loved ones in the future, then reach out. This would definitely be the place to be and find out more information. So thank you, Luann.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come with us. Well, the other voice you heard there was Mary Ann Denning. And Mary Ann is the president of our seniors division. Seniors, you guys what, 50 or older, which you guys, they changed the age to 50 the same time I turned 50. I don't know if that was a personal thing or not, but it is over 50. So Mary Ann, you want to tell us about the seniors division?
Yes, the seniors division is for people 50 and over. And over half of the people who lose their vision, they don't lose it until they're older, 55 and over. And that makes life very difficult to navigate when you've been used to seeing all of your life, and all of a sudden, your vision is significantly decreased. The most common cause of loss of vision in older people is called macular degeneration. But then there are also those of us, because we're baby boomers, who have been blind a long time, and we've now gotten to the age where we're seniors. So it's a mix of both people who've been blind a long time and those who have more recently lost their vision. We meet 4 times a year for our membership meeting. We meet in January, June, August, and October. We meet the first Sundays, and we do the Ohio Zoom room then. The other thing we do is every month we have what's called sharing solutions. And this can cover topics in all kinds of areas. In January, we talked about grieving. And at one time, we lived in a community of our family and our friends. And when there was a loss, we all grieved together. And now that we're so spread out that doesn't always happen, but grief still happens when, and it can be grief for anything. It can be grief for a disability, grief because you lost your pet, grief because somebody you love died. There's all kinds of grief.
Absolutely.
We have somebody who comes and talks to us. She's a nurse practitioner who happens to be visually impaired, and she's talked about how to read our, you know, when you get that blood taken and they do the CBC, you know, what all those numbers mean and how to interpret them. She's going to come back and talk in May about filling out forms so that when something happens to you, your medical information is immediately available, and keeping it like in a folder. And that's good for all of us because we never know when something's going to happen to us. So it's that kind of stuff that we do. And anybody can join that call. You don't have to be a member. We'd love you to be a member if you want to. And can I give out my email?
Yes.
Okay. If you want to reach out to me, my email is marianne@denningweb.com. That's marianne @denningweb, denningweb.com. And I can give you additional information.
Well, that's great. And those sharing solutions, there are some fabulous programming that our seniors division does there. I know there's been things on shopping, on gardening, on cooking. We all love cooking. Crafts, those who are interested in crafts, as Marianne said, navigating healthcare, and then things that we all do, unfortunately, deal with something like grief, and maybe estate planning. I know you've had things on so many different topics over the years, and continue to come up with fabulous topics. So anyone that wants to join those, please contact Marianne, or once again, it is on the Ohio Zoom room, 408-185-0851, the Zoom code to get on that with any Zoom phone number. Marianne, when again do you meet? Isn't it the third Sunday?
The third Sunday of each month, yes.
And at 7 p.m.
So we just did have our meeting in March, and April is, I believe, April 19th. And we always meet at 7 p.m.
Okay.
On the Zoom room.
Yes, absolutely. That's wonderful. And I know sometimes it's posted on the website, the nfbohio.org. I know our Zoom information is there if you don't have it. The sharing solutions, I think there's a general, but you can find out what the topic of the month will be by contacting Marianne. Or once again, you can contact me. And if I don't know, I know where I can find it out. So I will make sure to get that information to you. So thank you so much. We always appreciate our seniors. Seniors are the backbone of our organization and our society. We say the young ones are the future, but the seniors are the ones that know everything that make the young ones be able to be our future. So we very much appreciate that. What a great division. Well, we have a couple other awesome divisions I want to share with you, too. Next, we have Pat McPherson, who many of you who routinely listen to the show, Pat is a regular. I, 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 I'm almost to the point of calling Pat a co-host because she's on here with me so much, because she shares so much and she calls in and it's just a great participant and friend of our show. Pat, thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Annette, for having me on once again. I've lost track of how many times I've been on here, but I always enjoy sharing information and joining in whatever you're asking me to talk about. So today, the hat I'm wearing is our Ohio NFB Community Service Division. I like to say, when I send out an email, I put serving NFB in the community because that's exactly what we do. We do so many meetings, and a lot of them started when COVID was going on and everybody had mandatory stay at home and they had nothing to do. And we're still continuing to do some of those things. Every weekday and Saturday, so Monday through Saturday, we do a morning check-in call at 10 a.m. And we do once a week on Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock, we do a happy hour. It's actually 2 hours. But we have a different theme every week. And we have quite the following on there. There's people from other states that join us. You know, you meet people in NFB. We're a family nationwide, and everybody really enjoys our happy hour. And we also stream the presidential release when Mark Riccobono makes his speeches. For the convenience of members, we do have seniors that know our Ohio Zoom number, so we were asked to do that. We also streamed the Great Gathering in from Washington the last few years. So we do things like that. We have done some instructional seminars along the way. We haven't done any this year yet. And we do meet, our division meets once a month on Zoom, and that is on the second Tuesday at 8 p.m. And we do meet in person at our state convention in November. So we just offer a variety of resources and sharing with everybody in NFB. We also usually do a community service project at the convention. A lot of times it depends where we're at, but this past year we collected hats and gloves or scarves, and we also collected Type C charging blocks and cords because obviously the kids might misplace them or bend them or break them or whatever. But that was the project we did this past year. So we're pretty busy. We're always having a meeting here or there, everywhere, mostly on Zoom, you know.
Absolutely. Talk about the morning check-in calls. I know that's every morning at 10, and you mentioned it. What is it? Do you have a topic you talk to, or is it just, hey, how's it going, and whatever somebody wants to chat about?
Okay, we do it every day, but on Sunday.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
I usually open the room on Fridays, and on Fridays, I usually do like a icebreaker kind of game, and everybody seems to enjoy that. Last week we did alphabetically fashions from the 50s, and this Friday we're gonna do fashions from the 60s. So I let them know so they can think about it. But sometimes we just go around, like I'll say, okay, spring's coming up. Let's talk about bring flowers or flowers in general. And sometimes we go through the alphabet, you know, like azalea, begonia, you know, and so on. And everybody seems to enjoy that. Sometimes, you know, I'll put an email out and say, join us for things about the state convention coming up, or I'll put something out there to try to bring people in, you know, like baseball, the playoffs are coming, you know. So we have a variety of different topics. Sometimes we just talk about what's going on, and they always say, what's going on tonight, Pat? So I'm always telling people, what kind of meeting is going on tonight? You know, and that would be our DEI meeting at 7 o'clock tonight. And Delcina Brown is the speaker tonight. So, you know, just we share a lot of information on the morning call. And like I said, sometimes we play games. Sometimes Linda likes to do an icebreaker. But, you know, we just chit-chat and play games.
Well, that's awesome. And that's so important. You know, Marianne had talked about our seniors division. And it's not only seniors, obviously, for the morning check-in call. But we know that that community, some people don't get out as often as they should and they could, and you know, that they might be stuck at home, or like you said, during COVID, when we're all stuck at home, it's a great opportunity for somebody to know, hey, there's people on here that care and that I can talk to almost every morning. So what a great community service that is.
Yeah, we have a newer member that says, I had a doctor's appointment. I didn't get to start my day with all your lovely voices or whatever. You know, people really enjoy and miss it. Or if you're not there, oh, have you talked to them? Are they okay? You know, we have quite the few regulars on there.
Oh, that's great. That is great. And then I know that on Thursday nights, like you mentioned, the happy hour. So everyone could kind of, you know, the expression used to be, let your hair down, I guess, and play some music.
Yeah,
you guys are
always
looking for themes of music, I know, for that.
And this week,
just have a good time.
Yeah, this week our theme is artists from Celtic countries. So that's the theme. So someone from Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, the Isles of Man, or Brittany, however you say it. You know, so it should be fun. You know, we have different themes every week, and we do repeat the popular ones, so everybody really enjoys it. And all you do is have to come in, and you'll identify yourself. And sometimes I have 5 or 6 people in a queue, you know, they're all anxious to get in there.
All right.
But, you know, it is a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. I keep telling myself I need to come to the happy hour. I've never been, I'm ashamed to say, I've never been. So I do need to come on at least for a while and hang out with all y'all and listen to some good
music. Yeah, we have. Yeah, we'd love to have you or anybody. We do enjoy having fun.
And again, I'll repeat it one more time, this is all in the Ohio Zoom room, 408-185-0851, and join them. I know they're having a good time and do a lot for the community and a lot for each other. So thank you, Pat. Wonderful talk about what your division is doing. And I would be remiss if I did not say that the Community Service Division is now a 2-time winner of our Division Gavel Award. So current holder of that award, which is an award that recognizes outstanding work in one of our divisions. So congratulations again for that.
Thank you again. I was very surprised the first year I got it, and last year I go, oh my gosh, we got it again. But we are pretty active, and I really was speechless, you know. It's just very rewarding to know you're being recognized.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, we have one other division, the last but definitely not least, a very crucial and important division, is what we call DAN, which is the Diabetes Action Network. And it's all about anyone who struggles with or wants to learn more about diabetes. And the president of this division is Joanne Williams. Hello, Joanne.
Hi, Annette. Good morning, everyone.
Glad you could join us. Well, tell us all about DAN.
I thank you for inviting me today. Our division, well, let me tell you a little about myself.
Yeah.
I am in the Cleveland chapter, and I am the vice president of the Community of Faith, and I'm also in the community service. So I'm doing various things. But about our division, I'm the president of the DAN, which is the Diabetic Action Network Division. And we are a division that educates. We love to educate people about how to live or how to overcome diabetes. We had a speaker on, a guest on, talking about her experiences with diabetes. To overcome diabetes through possibly dialysis or transplant. So, and different various procedures. And to live a healthy lifestyle, that helps a great deal. So we have someone on meal planning, meal prepping. So that's an important thing to, in when you have diabetes. So, you know, those are important things. So we just like to educate our members to, you know, just to live a healthy lifestyle. And exercise is so important too. We had a speaker on to come on and say that we should have do exercises 15 minutes, at least 15 minutes a day. That helps you keep moving. So that's what we have guests on to talk about. We meet. I'm sorry.
No, I was just getting ready to ask when you meet. So go ahead, right ahead.
Okay. We meet quarterly and at 6:30 in the Ohio Zoom room. So that's what we do, and that's what we come together to just educate, like I said, to educate our viewers, our guests, our members, that's what I should say. So
do you have a set weekday or a set time when you normally meet?
Yes, we do. We meet on the second Monday of the month. We just met March 9th, so we're meeting again in May, on May 12th. So we just meet quarterly.
Okay. Well, I know this is such a vital division. Diabetes is something that a lot of blind people, a lot of sighted people too, but a lot of blind people have struggles with. Whether it be that they were blind first and then developed diabetes, or sometimes the diabetes causes the blindness. It's very critical that folks come together and educated on how to live with this. I've known a lot of folks. I'm blessed not to myself, but My father struggled with diabetes. My mother-in-law, I have other family and friends who struggle with it. So critical division.
Yes, and also may I add, you know, Debbie Wonder came on to our March 9th meeting, and she's the president of the Dan National, and she was telling us that Knowledge is Sweet seminar is coming up. And Knowledge is Sweet seminar is a seminar that educates and give a lot of information about diabetes in different areas. So that's going to be on March 27th and 28th. And you can register by going to nfb.org/Dan. And you can also go there and you can be a Dan National member. You can pay your dues there when you go to that website.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Joanne, that brings up something about national membership versus local membership. Mm-hmm. We do have all of these divisions are also national divisions. I believe all of them are. One of you will tell me if I'm wrong, which won't be the first time. But we usually have a national division. And then our affiliate here in Ohio is blessed to have local divisions for all of these that take care of things a little closer to home. So you can be a member of both the national and the local divisions. And like I said, they focus on some of the same things. They work hand in hand, but local, sometimes you get to know people a little bit better and deal with things a little closer to home. So don't get confused if you see something at the national and it's completely different than what we're talking about at the local, you know, like meeting mm-hmm. dates and things like that. Because they are two different things, but do work hand in hand.
And Annette, the community of faith is no longer national. We all have groups now at the national level. We have a Christian group, a Jewish group, and a Muslim group.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if I might add, if Joanne doesn't mind, national conference, the Sweet Conference, we have two Ohio members that will be speakers at the national level this year.
Oh.
From Ohio, Mr. Gary Warren from Cincinnati, Ohio, and yours truly from the Miami Valley chapter in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, well, wonderful. Congratulations on that. Honor to be able to speak there. I didn't know that. So that's great. I know this is a fairly new conference. This is an in-person conference too, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be on Zoom this time. It's going to be on Zoom.
Oh, it'll be on virtual. Zoom. Okay.
Yeah, it'll
oh,
be
great.
Virtual this year.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome. That's
I think Gary's going to talk about some equipment. And I'll be talking about transplant opportunities with universities.
Okay. Pat, were you?
Yes. The community service is also a national group now. It's no longer a division.
Oh, okay. Well, and I know we have gone to some groups with things. And a little smaller doesn't have to be quite as formalized as some of the divisions are, but all do just wonderful work. That's great. I'm glad to hear about Knowledge is Sweet being virtual and a lot more people will be able to participate in
and,
that.
Annette, can I also say that in order to join the Knowledge is Sweet virtually is $20. So you can go to the, you know, the nfb.org/Dan, and you can register there. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And once you register, you'll be given the call-in information and the Zoom information for how to join that. It will be different than the number I've been giving all morning for the Ohio affiliates, since this is a national a national program. So that's great. Well, this has been a very quick snapshot of every one of our divisions. I could talk to all of these ladies for a whole show for any of them, and have done so for a few. But vital, vital part of what we do in the Federation. And we also, and we can chime in, any of you want to chime in with Eve, we've mentioned that we have groups, but one thing we also do here in Ohio are our committees. And Pat briefly mentioned our Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion Committee doing a program this evening. Delcina Brown, who is a very active member of our Cleveland chapter, will be presenting in that Ohio Zoom room this evening. Is it at 7?
Yes.
Okay, 7 o'clock, and I can't remember what exactly she's talking about, so one of you help me out here.
Inclusion, you know, being deafblind.
Okay, yes.
I think inclusion, I think that's what it's about.
Absolutely, okay.
Yeah, it's about communication. I'm the chairperson for the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. And we're honored to have Delcina. She's a very distinguished member of our Cleveland chapter. And that is something that we've decided to do this year, is to assist our members in giving presentations in diverse situations, understanding communication, especially learning how to listen and how to develop presentations and agendas and things like that, and especially mentorship, you know, to understand how diverse that can be as well. And being included, we want to make sure that we have a seat at the table, and how do you advocate for oneself and others. So it's going to be exciting tonight, because she's interested yes. in communication, mm-hmm. and it would be a great piece for everyone. And hopefully we'll all support her tonight.
Absolutely. Again, the Zoom number 408-185-0851 for the Ohio Zoom room for almost everything that we're talking about is in that Ohio Zoom room. And this presentation definitely will be there. And DEI in the Federation, we say it all along, blindness doesn't have any boundaries as far as who is impacted. All ages, all races, gender identities, political affiliations, religions, socioeconomic levels, nationalities, blindness impacts every single one. And we want to make sure that everybody feels. Multiple disabilities. Yes, thank yes. you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is every group, every type of person you can think of has blind people. And so we are as diverse of a group as you will ever find in the National Federation of the Blind.
Yes, we are. Sure. Everybody's different. No one's equal, and everyone wants to be included.
Absolutely, which is a great thing about this group. Yes. That's one thing I will say. We have blindness as our commonality, but we all learn from each other, and we are a big family. We say that yes. many times.
Mm-hmm.
That we have our NFB family, and it's definitely a family atmosphere that you will find in pretty much all NFB activities. So does yes. anyone have anything else that we missed or that they would like to add? We have not quite 10 minutes left. Any other programs coming up that you'd like to mention?
Well, this is Marianne.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to go back to Ohio Association of Guide Dog Users.
Yes.
April will be our next meeting where we have a school who presents, and it will be April 12th. And the school who will be presenting is Fidelco. And they had to cut back for many years and were not providing dogs in the Ohio area, but they are now. And their dogs are all German Shepherds. And I know some guide dog handlers want German Shepherds and only German Shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only school that provides only German Shepherds.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's only when you're guaranteed getting.
Yes, the other ones, yes. you may get a German Shepherd, but it's going to be a long way.
Okay. And I know a lot are labs.
Yes.
And a lot of retrievers, labs or goldens they use. And I know some that use poodles, especially those who have allergies. They can use poodles. So that's good to know. German Shepherd. Well, I'm partial to all dogs. I can't say, but what a great breed of dog
they are. I always wanted a guide dachshund, but there you go.
Oh, you're going to crawl around on your tummy or have the longest handled harness. That
mm-hmm. Get a long harness, yes.
Yes, very long harness. And boy, it'd be hard to tell when they were going to stop and you know, to go up and down the steps.
Yes, yes. That's why they usually use large breed dogs. Yes. So.
Mm-hmm. Mary Ann, you might also mention that a lot of the schools are also providing O&M.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that.
Yes, yes. A lot of several of the schools, you can get orientation and mobility training at several of the guide dog schools. And here's what's nice. They pay your transportation to get there. They feed you while you're there, and they feed you for a week while you're there. And you get to work in all kinds of backgrounds. I know that Pilot Dog here in Ohio and Leader Dog in Michigan also have a program where they will come out to your home.
Oh.
One other thing that these guide dog schools do, and I know at least two who do this, you don't want a guide dog, but you want a dog, and you want a dog that's well-trained. They will place these, if a dog doesn't make it to become a guide dog, it's still a highly trained dog.
Yes.
And they will place those dogs in your home free of charge.
Oh,
where if they sell them, they usually sell them for $2,000 or $3,000 because of the training that goes into them.
Right, right.
But if you are a blind person, there are schools that will provide that. Then
I never knew that. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. I know of two, Guide Dogs for the Blind and Dogs Inc. out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Both do that.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And then one more thing is that Leader Dog, and I don't know anything about it except that it exists, just started offering a 1-week intensive technology training program.
Oh. Huh. They're almost turning into a rehab type center. It's more than a guide dog school.
Yes. Well, especially for many of us, for lots of reasons, voc rehab,
right,
cannot or does not meet some of those needs.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is a place to get some of those needs met.
That's good. Well, the more services and the more opportunity that we as blind people can have in our toolkits, the better. So I applaud them for taking that on and providing that service. And like you said, I bet it's paid for like they do for their other services.
Yes,
it is.
Really good. That's great.
And I think all of us would argue about which school has the best food because we think mm-hmm. our school has the best food.
Oh, one thing I have learned by being around guide dog handlers my whole life everybody is privy to their school and is extremely loyal to their school.
Yep.
So I have absolutely learned that. And food, I can see where food would be part of that.
So that's the diversity in the guide dog group. It's yes. Which school you went to.
Absolutely.
Yes. We take them from all schools.
Yeah,
we don't care where your school is. We're just one happy family to help everyone.
Absolutely. And talking about laws and issues like the issues of Uber and Lyft denying riders. I know that our guide dog division is very much into advocating for that, as is the entire federation. Right. You know, so there are still issues. Every now and then, you'll still hear a story where not only just on Uber or Lyft, but someone goes into a restaurant and is denied. You know, once in a while, you'll still hear that even in today's world. It's a shame. You would think most people would know by now that those dogs are welcome, but they are not in some places, and they are supposed to be by law. So.
And sometimes other people that think that their other dogs are welcome kind of puts a big barrier for the people.
That is absolutely true. Well, ladies, I appreciate so much all of you coming on here. Carolyn, Marianne, Luann, Pat, Joanne, thank you. Thank you so much for telling us all about your wonderful divisions. And again, you can find out more information on any of these divisions, contact information, and how to participate in their activities by going to our website, nfbohio.org. Or you can go to our national website and find out about national groups and the upcoming national convention at nfb.org. So many things going on, so busy in the Federation all the time. Again, to come on the Ohio Zoom room one more time, 408-185-0851 is the number to participate in that. And love to have you in any of these events, divisions, chapters, anything going on. You could be a vital role in that. Thanks for listening today. And remember, you can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back.